Good morning. Gibraltar on Friday accused Spain of gross violation of British sovereignty after an incident on one of its beaches involving Spanish customs agents who were attacked by smugglers, during which shots were fired. The incident happened early Thursday when a small Spanish customs vessel lost power whilst pursuing suspected tobacco smugglers off Gibraltar. After choppy seas pushed their vessel to the shore, the two officers on board were surrounded by a group of people and pelted with rocks. The officers fired shots in the water to try and drive away the people throwing the rocks, so a tax office source told the media. One customs officer suffered a broken nose, the other fractured bones and will need surgery. Should it be confirmed that Spanish officials discharged their weapons in Gibraltar, such action would be a very serious breach of the law, so a Gibraltar government statement said. It called the incident reckless and dangerous, especially in an area of dense civilian population. Spain's budget minister, Maria Jesus Montero, said the customs agency would investigate what happened and will demand the necessary explanations. A medical team heading to a call-out in Vélez, Málaga, discovered the bodies of a 70-year-old couple in a roadside ditch. The bodies were discovered on Saturday morning at around 10:45. The Guardia Civil Traffic Department and the National Police were deployed. Medics confirmed that the deceased were a male and female. An investigation has been launched by the Guardia Civil to determine the circumstances surrounding the deaths. Scotland's puffin population is feared to have been decimated as postmortems on hundreds of birds washed up in Spain have confirmed they died from starvation. Experts are now warning that the puffin numbers during this year's migration on shore will have collapsed and even threatened the future survival of the species. More than 1,000 dead puffins have been discovered on the shores of the Canary Islands and Cantabria and Asturias in the past few weeks. The Spanish Ornithological Society estimates the actual mortality rate is much higher, representing just 20% of the total number of the seabirds that have died at sea. New analysis by the University Institute of Animal Health and Food Safety of the University of Las Palmas de Gran Canaria confirmed that the probable cause of the mass die-off of the puffins to be starvation. And a court has ruled in favour of a man who was fined for walking naked through the streets of a town in the Valencia region and later tried to attend a court hearing in the nude. In a statement, the region's High Court said it had struck down an appeal against a lower court decision to annul fines handed out to the man for being naked in the streets of Albaida, a town on the outskirts of the regional capital. The court, however, acknowledged a legal vacuum in Spanish law regarding public nudity. Alejandro Colomar, who was 29, was filmed arriving at court wearing just a pair of hiking boots before being ordered to put more clothes on to enter the building. At his trial, he argued that the fines infringed on his right to ideological freedom. Public nudity has been legal in Spain since 1988. Anyone can walk down the street without being arrested, but some regions, such as Valladolid and Barcelona, have introduced their own laws to regulate nudism, especially away from beaches. The court noted that Aldeia had no law prohibiting nudism. Now's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.